What's up, everyone? Happy Monday. Welcome back. This is an interesting setup we have going on here. I'm at home. Jen, you are, I don't know where. You're in your car somewhere.
I'm in Maine. Yep. In All right. my car. Yes.
All right. Cool.
Driving.
So we're trying to be efficient with time here. So we're doing a little remote podcasting. Today we're talking about tipping. You want to kick stuff off, because I know this was your topic. You brought this up recently.
Yeah. So I try to pull from day to day things that happen, whether it's in our salon or salons around. It doesn't matter. And this is one I just kind of had a revelation of, even my own situation in the last like year or so, and sort of the saltiness that comes around tipping, and the way I feel. As an industry, we rely on tips, and therefore, that's why I think people discount services. I think they look at the tips as their income, and the services is kind of what they have to do. And if they feel uncomfortable, they're like, well, I'll just discount on a service because they're going to tip me. When it should be the complete opposite. Your services and the money you get from the services you provide should be the most important and hold the most value. And at the end of the service, you charge what you're supposed to, whatever you've set for your services that fit the mold of where you work. And then the tip becomes truly an appreciation, because there are people that maybe can only afford the price of the service. And if you price that correctly to make the amount of money you want, whether you look at it weekly, daily, monthly, or yearly, then they budget for that. And if they can tip you, great. And if they can't, that should be okay also. And if they can only tip you a small amount, that also should be okay, because they've paid for the services and that's how you get paid. And I think if people start looking at the services being what their paycheck and how they live as how, like, that's the value, right? Not the tips. The tips is not, should not be what you're living off of. There's my rant.
Okay. Yeah.
And
no.
I get so irritated when people, and I see it all the time, even still in our salon at times, very, very little, because we price accordingly, but that people do get salty when they're like, oh, they only tipped me this much, or oh, they didn't. And I'm like, it that should be something that you are thankful for, not salty about. I don't even care if it's like, well, I mean, the saltiness is always behind the client's back, so they don't know, but it should literally be something that you are just thankful for. Like, when someone tips you, thank you. I just had a client in the other day, done her hair forever. She hasn't tipped me for a very, very, very long time. And when she was leaving, she's like, you know what? I want to leave you something. Thank you so much for going above and beyond today. And I was like, thank you so much, you know, for taking care of me. And also, I think you and I were talking about it. That is some people's love language. Like, some people, you know, want to tip. That's how they feel gratitude towards you. And for some people, it's not a big deal. That might not be the life they live. It doesn't matter. To me, I just want to service the people that want to sit in my chair and get paid for the services I do. And anything beyond that is just appreciated.
Yeah. So I agree. I had one time where, so quick story, I had a time where someone came in, they're a neighbor of ours, and
oh yes,
I kind of brushed them off as they were trying, so I cut their son's hair, and I think it was like not a last minute thing, but maybe they were going somewhere or something, it was kind of last minute, and I was like, yeah, just bring him in, I got you. And so I cut his son's hair, he tried to tip me, and I was like, no, like we're neighbors, and I thought I was doing something nice. And then he insisted on tipping, and I insisted on, you know, quote unquote, being the bigger person. And I was like, no, I'm not taking your money. And later on, you had told me that it kind of bugged him.
His mom texted me because he was so upset.
his mom?
Yeah, or his wife. I think do you have the husband or the...
Both, but yeah, it would have been his wife. Oh, so yeah. I was just confused. I'm like, yeah, no, I wasn't arguing with a little kid. So I brushed it off, and it bugged him because he was like, that's how I wanted to show, like, my thankfulness.
Right.
And so by, like, refusing tips, because I know that's a hot thing in the industry, is everyone's,
yes,
like, tipping, refusing tips. I don't accept tips. Well, good for you. That's great. But some people like to give to other people. And by refusing them, you are taking away some of their joy.
Correct.
And I think that's something that goes back to a lot of people want everything to be about them, when in reality, right, it should be about the client.
Yes. Every single time.
Yeah, for sure. I think another thing as well is that you have to understand, and you have to like sort of dig in on like what value you bring to the table. And I'm not talking about, you know, when you see all these posts to like, know your worth, like that's so stupid.
Oh, God.
That's such a stupid thing to say, because what does it mean? What are you talking about? What metrics are you using? What worth? What are you basing
so here's the
that
thing.
On?
If you want to know your worth or charge your worth, babe, you need to look at the numbers of how much you need to make running that chair that you are behind. Then you actually know your worth and what to charge, which covers everything you need to do to operate daily, to cover expenses, everything else, and then make your money. But if you don't do any of that, you're never going to know your worth and you're never going to charge your worth, babe. Babe.
That's hilarious. So, yeah,
If you
don't set up your business properly, if you don't figure out your numbers from the jump, there's really no, you're going to fall into like relying on tips, because you're probably off. Like if I had to guess, a lot of people, especially those that go out on their own as independent stylists, if you're not figuring out what it costs you to provide a service, you're just guessing. And when you guess right. in business, until you have a lot of experience, like decades, I don't like guessing, but sometimes we do stuff by our gut. But we have decades of experience. When you're right. starting out, if you don't, say for an example, you have even a haircut, like there is a cost associated with that. It might not be a lot, but if you brush it off, it adds up over time.
Right.
So you need to understand, you know, water usage, if you are in a space where that's relevant, electricity, if you're paying an electric bill or a percent of an electric bill or whatever, you need to understand what it takes for that client to book and the software and what that costs you. There's a cost associated with, you know, the shampoo, the conditioner, whatever treatments you're providing, your blow dryer, brushes, upkeep, maintenance on your tools. Like there's a cost even for the simplest of services that a salon or a hair pro could provide, but it still needs to right. be accounted for no matter what.
Right.
Let's talk about discounting for a second, because I think that is a big one for people. And
yeah.
I see lots of discounts, and I've been asked a bunch of times too, like, hey, should I run discounts on this? And I'm like, you just told me you needed to make more money. How would discounting How would making less money help you get to making more money? I don't get it. I think maybe people just want...
No, and all you're going to do is find the people that want discounts.
Yeah.
They're going to look
yes.
at the next discount.
Yes, very true.
Well, I think going back to discounting, it becomes something that I think when you're cashing out a client, if you haven't appropriately gone over the cost of the service or what is going to be the final like ticket amount, that's where I think people get up there and they hit a wall where there's a number they're not comfortable with. And since they didn't discuss the number with the client, they're like, I'm just going to charge them this. Or I've seen this where you leave them up and you let the receptionist check them out. You run out back. You're like, were they okay with that? None of that should be happening. That's where you have to learn consultation and talking about price so that you're not emotionally discounting at the end of the service because you didn't do your job. Then it comes back to, if the price of the service is at the amount at like the top of the budget for that client, then that's what you get paid on. And again, then maybe you don't get tipped on that service, but they paid you the appropriate amount for the work you did. And I think it's just, again, looking at those services and charging accordingly and really being confident behind your work and the services and what you're charging. I also, you had a situation recently with a client that had a financial situation about tipping. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, sure. So I had a client that came in and he is in the process of switching some stuff up in his profession and was like, hey, Todd, just to let you know, I can cover the cost of the haircut, obviously, that I booked, but I don't have any extra cash right now, so I'll get you next time. And I was like, I'm not really, I forget the exact way I put it, but I was like, it's totally fine. There's no need to, like, quote unquote, get me next time. It's, I appreciate that you're just coming in and sitting in my chair and letting me cut your hair and, you know, taking 30 minutes out of your day to come hang with me. And he was like, well, I'm going to get you double next time. And I was like, well, whatever. I guess whether people tip or they don't tip, it's sort of irrelevant to me.
Right. But it goes also to show the stress on the client about tipping, and it should not be stressful. It should be client experience. This is where it's at. And there's no pressure. Just pay for your services. Anything else is fine.
Yeah.
Or not.
Yeah, so I was trying to, like, not push back too much because I don't want him to feel like I'm, like, combating him for trying to get me next time.
Right.
But if next time comes along and he tips or he doesn't tip, or if he tips double, I'm just going to say thank you. But I wanted to make it clear right. that I'm not expecting that. Like, you don't owe me in, like, retribution. You don't owe me anything from the past. Right. Like, it is what it is. You paid for your service. I cut your hair. That's that. Like, it's totally right. cool, you know? Again, I've learned from the past that I'm not going to push back. So if he comes in and he wants to double tip me, you know, quote unquote, because a tip is a tip. I don't even look at really the amount that somebody gives. It just is what it is. I know you notice, obviously I notice the amounts, but I really try, like, I try to go through and look at it as no matter what it is, like if it's $5 or 25 or whatever, like sometimes people tip the cost of a haircut and it confuses me, but I just say thank you, you know? So.
Well, and the value is really in that client coming back. Like that's the win.
Yeah, I like the clients. So it's a win that they're coming in. That's what I tell them too. Like I don't expect tips. I don't need tips. I'm not saying I don't need money. I'm not sitting here being like, you know what I mean? I'm so wealthy. Yes. Like, I don't need your money.
Well, again, you're not relying on the tips to be your income, right? You're not basing your financial decisions off, well, if I get this much tips, I can do this. You know, it's no, my services, if I book out this much for my services, then this is my paycheck.
Yeah. So I had in my notes too, that you had said something about gratuity free versus tip included.
Oh yeah.
Do you want to touch on that and refresh my memory? Because I remember talking about this, but I don't remember the specifics.
I'm not sure. I think it's just that you see a lot of buzzwords through social media, you know, and it is like either gratuity free or tip included and, you know, sort of the difference, I guess, of that.
Right.
I think I look at like a salon like ours. I wouldn't say it's like we have tippy up front. So I look at it, to me, I would define gratuity free as kind of that, what we're saying here. Like, booking your service and paying for your service is what we're looking for. If you tip on top of that, cool, no pressure, no harm, no foul, what you decide to either make that amount or not. I see people that have tip included. I think it gets confusing because I've had people say things to me for different things with tip included, like, well, why should you pick how much I tip or don't tip you? Like, I don't think that's a client's perspective. They love that verbiage because it's almost like you're telling them how much to tip them.
Instead of just pricing your services correctly and telling them the price.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yes. Yep. That's sort of where I was going with that.
Gotcha. And for people that aren't sure, if you're listening and you're like, what the heck is Tippy? So Tippy is a software company.
Oh, sorry.
No. It's fine. I'm just going to break it down because it holds a little bit of value here in this conversation. So
yeah.
Tippy is a software company that handles the tipping for your salon's staff. So what they do is they send you an iPad and a little square reader, and you can put that at your front desk. We have a podium, not really a front desk, so we have it set up there. And then when the person, it's a separate swipe, and when the person tips their service provider, their hairstylist or barber or whatever, esthetician, whatever they're tipping, that money is then directly sent to the service provider. So the business is sort of hands off with that. And it's really great. And it's a nice, clean solution. And it actually passes off the service charge onto the client, which is what a lot of businesses do, but I feel like small businesses, you know, ones that are run by like just normal everyday people, are nervous to pass those costs along to the right. customer. But that's how business works. If I buy something, there's a cost associated with me acquiring that product. So when I sell it to you, I have to sell it to you for more than I paid for it. Makes right. sense? Or else there would be no value for me to provide that service. So we, at one point in our infinite wisdom, were like, we'll get rid of Tippy so that people don't feel pressure to tip. We thought we were right. making a good decision, but what we were doing was we were creating a little bit of confusion for clients. And so after a while, clients were like, remember when you had that tipping thing over here, the little pig Tippy thing? Can you just get that? And we were like, okay. So we brought Tippy back yeah. on, and it's great because there's no pressure. It's we're amazing. Not, yeah, it, people can choose to use it or not. And it's hands off for the business. So it goes, like I said already, it goes directly to the service provider. And it's just a great solution. It's something that you should look into if you haven't already and you have a business.
I think it also provides the element of professional, where like we were running into when we had got rid of Tippy, and people were like, you can, I don't even know them all, but like you can Cash App, Venmo, do this, do that. And then there were clients who were like, is there an ATM around here so I can just go get cash? So we realized, like, first of all, we were stressing them out. And then the lack of professionalism from the service provider, listing all these ways you could send them money, it was like cringy. So the Tippy upfront just really, it, a picture on it, and it has a professional vibe to it that I think you need to have in your salon.
Yeah, I agree. I am not a fan of people putting out cards or having Venmo or Cash App, like all these different things. I think it's, I'll just be blunt. I think it's tacky.
And I said cringy.
Yeah, I'm sure there are people out there that are like, well, I'm going to do what's right for me. Good for you. In my opinion, it doesn't look professional. If you're using Venmo to collect tips, it just looks like you're hiding stuff. It looks shady and whatever. Yeah, if that's how you want to run your business, totally fine. I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying how I feel, right? So I guess that I am sort of knocking it, but it's just how
a little bit.
But it's reality. We're like, can you imagine if you went to a restaurant and you handed them the card and then they were like, oh, the restaurant keeps our tips or something. They have whatever excuse. And they were like, can you just Venmo me? I would be like, what
right.
are you talking about?
Yeah.
But in the hair world, for some reason, people are like, oh, just Venmo me.
It's okay.
Yeah. And yeah. everybody, I say this all the time. Everybody wants to be a professional. Nobody wants to do professional things.
Correct.
And this industry is, in my opinion, it's got to get it together with something, pick something yeah. and be professional about yeah. it, because it's lacking everywhere. And yeah, if you're wondering why your tips are suffering, well, it's a combination of things, but part of it could be that people just aren't seeing the extra value. Like, why would I give extra money right. to something that's not changed or not improved or whatever
yeah,
over
how... I don't think you're going above and beyond.
Yeah, and that's actually a great point. This could be a whole separate podcast, but what are you doing that's different than the last 20 times that person came in to see you? It's just routine right. at this point, and you become complacent, and it's difficult to give somebody that gets the same thing. It's difficult to give them a consultation, but even as a barber, I still try my best to like just really dig in. Like, hey, have you changed your hair routine? Have you changed what you're using for products? What does your daily routine look like now? Has that changed? Like certain things, because if I can help with a little bit of a change of a hairstyle or whatever, you know what I mean? Then that's a little bit more than, I guess what I'm trying to say is it's a little more than just having them come in and being like, oh, same as last time, and then just cutting their hair. And
right.
That is what it is. Like, because the person might not even have the words, they might not have the language to tell you what they need. So it's on us as a professional to get that out of them, however we can do that. And for us, right. We're big on consultation. And that's where that comes from.
It's just having that open conversation so they can express whatever they need to, right?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Do you have anything else?
I don't. I think that was great.
Yeah, that is. That was good. So I guess tipping, if we had to boil down that little mini conversation, you should really figure out your pricing structure and what that looks like and have that be reflective of the money that you want to make, not trying to factor in something that is like a guesswork.
Right.
You should avoid discounts, which is something we can talk about again in a different episode. We've talked about that before, yes. But I would avoid discounts because it's not going to help you like you think it's going to help you. You think that people are going to come through the door and whatever, and then it ends up not being fair. And most of the time it's for new clients and blah, blah, blah. So discounting gets to be a nightmare. And then, you know, some people get discounts, but others don't. And it's just, I don't feel like that's operating with integrity when you have different people paying different prices.
Right.
And then look into some tech solutions like Tippy. Make life easier. And then at the end of the day, when in doubt, just do what's right by the client.
Like, absolutely.
Like we mentioned, tipping, giving gifts, that sort of thing. That's some people's love language. That's some people's style. So if you're unfamiliar with that, go check out that book. I think, what is it called? Love Languages? Five Love Languages? Something like that? I forget. And yeah, if you need anything, I guess hit us up and next week we'll try to get together so our quality will be better.
Yeah, game on.
All right. Thanks for listening, everyone. We will talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.